You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Well, it's a big day. It is deadline day. We've got, let me do the math here, 8 hours and 24 minutes to go. And the radio station, WIP, will lead you right up to 6 o'clock with a big old series of shows from McGurk's in Horsham. And it's all presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Let's close out the Twitter poll questions of the day. Both are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, are people digging the trade that the Phillies made yesterday? John Ritchie, do people like it, yes or no? Our Twitter poll question, do you like the Phillies' trade of Abel and Tait for Duran? Did I do okay?
Wow, pretty good,
you did great, buddy.
John, how do people vote?
I'm going to say 90% say yes.
So 95, and this actually beats this
holy
beats,
cow.
This beats the over-under butthead ratio, which I have at 7%.
Yes.
So this actually beats that group.
I actually think society. That's the right ratio based on the polls.
Seven?
You're right, 7% is about what it is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Ben, if we do this 1 plus 1 equal 2, normally 7% will say no.
Correct.
Just to be jackass.
Yes.
So we got only 5%. Now look, time will tell, but obviously excitement is...
I honestly don't know what there's not to like about that.
Well, that Tait could become the best catcher in baseball.
Yeah, well.
I'm just saying that's the answer.
I guess. Yeah. This is a complete game changer, signing this guy.
Yeah, no, I get that.
It's a game changer.
All right, second poll question. Do you think Dombrowski is going to make another meaningful trade today? John, where do people come down on that one?
I'm going to say 90% say yes.
70%.
He told us last night he was going to make another trade.
But here's the irony. If they don't make that trade yesterday, is he going to make a meaningful trade today? 75% of people would have said no. Because that was the feeling in the air. How quick it changes. Look, there is something to be said for if you're going to go in for one, you might as well go in for one more.
Exactly.
There is something to be said.
What is it, in for a
that.
Penny, in for a pound? Is that
correct,
saying?
Yes.
Ooh,
that's a good one right there.
All right, let's talk to Paul in Jenkintown, not too far from where we are in Horsham. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Joe, and good morning, Morning Show team. Congratulations, Sean. And
thanks, Paul.
I had a, I think a deal that actually would be great. And it's going to break up the daycare, but
that's okay. By the way, it's not 2023 anymore.
We keep Painter. It is Brandon Marsh, Bryson Stott, and Aiden Miller for Stephen Kwan.
Well, Marsh gets you nothing.
That's not enough,
dude.
Not getting Stephen Kwan.
You're getting.
That. You're
getting,
just not.
No, you're not, dude. Marsh has like very little value. I mean, very, very low.
And I don't know what kind of value Bohm has, like, at this point.
Yeah.
A year and a half away from free agency, like, I just don't know what kind of... I mean, they tried to trade him this offseason, right?
And getting more expensive in arbitration.
Yeah,
he won't
another
be cheap
good point.
Next year.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, I just thought that, like, Escobar could be the future second baseman, so if you got rid of Stott, Sosa could fill in for the rest of the year.
Well, Stott has even less value
like
than
the backup.
Bohm, probably.
But, And I think I got your answer, Joe.
Let me hear it.
Wizard of Oz. There's no place like home.
Well, I referenced it earlier. I'll write it down. You guys are giving me some famous answers, but they're kind of boring.
Ooh.
Do you want me to just play the audio right now?
I mean, we've got, what, 20 minutes left in the show.
All right, do it.
Right now?
Just do it.
Guys, the audio alone should, might not, because you guys might all be jerks, but should convince you this is the most... It's the best ending ever to a movie. The audio alone.
This is going to be sappy.
It's definitely going to be
sad. It stands
the
test of time.
When you play it.
Let's. All right. I got to hear it.
I can't believe this has happened. I can't. And I just want to say thanks to Apollo for fighting me, Apollo. I want to thank Mickey for training me.
We love you, Ron!
And I love you too. Most of all, I want to thank God. Except for my kid being born. This is the greatest night in the history of my life. I just want to say one thing to my wife at home. Yo, Adrian, I did it!
The single greatest closing to a movie of all time. Rocky II. I got Seltzer telling me Casablanca, this could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Oh, great. Give me Rocky freaking winning the title.
It's not the best.
That's the best. That's the best closing. That is Mariano Rivera.
Joe, I think I just need to stage an intervention.
By the way, Rocky I is the second best ever.
The answer to every movie just can't be every single
thing
about
Rocky.
No,
it can't be, but in this case,
it is. It's either Rocky or the Wizard of Oz.
In this case,
it's
one
or
the other. Maybe the natural.
John, am I right or wrong?
Well, I mean, it's an awesome ending.
It's an amazing ending.
It's not the greatest.
Ben Davis, talk to me.
It's not as good as E.T.
Ah.
Well, hold on.
Good one.
What is the very, very end of E.T.? It's not up in the sky.
No, it's way earlier.
No, that's way earlier. So what is the end of E.T.?
The spaceship.
He just leaves,
back,
right?
Yeah, he just leaves. Yeah, I don't think it's
no. That's a stinky ending. Yeah. He's gone.
It's not better.
Tearjerker, man.
Usual Suspects. It's not. It's not better. Usual Suspects.
I cried. It is better. Usual Suspects.
Old Yeller.
Oh, come on.
Well,
they shoot him, John.
No, but that's not even the last.
Sixth Sense. Usual Suspects are both better.
All right, Joe, Rocky II, yes or no?
So Sixth Sense is one. The first one I thought of when I got in the car this morning, but. Hearing Rocky II, it does add to
the
it.
The audio, agree. The audio, listening to the audio was almost better.
Yes. If a caller brought up Rocky II, I thought, oh, that was great. But hearing it, it does.
Come on.
The
thank
audio
you.
It is
you,
awesome.
Dude, you could put Rudy up and it would feel
Rudy's
compelling.
Rudy's
but Rocky
is
also
fake.
Guy,
it's also fake.
Rocks are
guy. Overrated.
Rocky
Rudy
hits
Rudy guys, guys, Rudy drags.
Guys, what
the
whole guys,
the movie drags. It's the most overrated movie. Thank you, Joe. I say this all the time.
It takes forever to get to the end.
It's also fake.
Yeah. It is fake.
They didn't like
it. But I want to close this
and
conversation.
Rocky's real.
Guys, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl the two times, where did they go to celebrate?
The steps.
Yeah, the Rocky steps. Yeah. Thank you.
Not the Rudy steps.
Be at Philadelphia.
Rudge Street.
Go to Seth and Media. Seth.
We're trading places. That
Seth, you know what. But then it go to the freaking the Union League.
Do we have the audio of Sixth Sense?
Yeah, that'll play well. Seth, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's been a while.
Seth, it's so hard to be so right so often, but it's my lot in life.
All right? Settle down there, Di. Settle down, guys. Listen, I agree with Rhea. We need an intervention. I challenge this station to go the next 6 months without having an answer be Rocky or the Wizard of Oz. And I've won.
Or Star Wars.
That's impossible.
It's too much. You know how much we just sound like a bunch of homers every week. Oh, Rocky. Well, of course, Rocky. The movie rules. Of course.
Thanks. Empire Strikes Back.
It's just all the time. I mean, Empire Strikes Back is great because I love when Joe comes back into the room and they're playing the Imperial March. I think that's what.
Yes.
That is. Yeah, I think the real problem with Rocky 2 is it's the fourth best Rocky movie.
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, and that's not including Creed, which might be better.
That's why it's
I think ending. 3 is the best.
James, you know how many times I've cried at the end of Rocky 2? I've probably cried more than 30 times at the end of Rocky 2.
It's so slow. Like, if we want to talk about like movies that drag, Rocky 2 drags, man.
Yeah, it's easy.
You know what? Maybe it goes 3-4.
Yeah, 1-2. Creed, 3-4, 1-2. Creed 2, Rocky 2.
Creed's good.
That's what I reckon.
Yeah, I totally agree. Hey, so let me. I have a question for Rube, and I'll make it quick, but you were part of all of this, of the Phillies, you know, success, and then, you know, the
slide
that they had for those years. Yeah, I mean, listen, man, it's going to be hard for me to say this because I do respect the ever-living crap out of you. I really do. But at what point as a general manager do you realize that, oh, man, we just went too far? You know, because we having 10 years of, like, purgatory with this team, and it was at the helm of, like, the end of your tenure there. So I just got to ask that the hard question is, like, at what point did you look at all of this and, like, the guy that you acquired or the deal that you made, and you went, oh, geez, like, that, I can't believe we let all of that go?
Well, I mean, it was 12 when everybody went down. And when everyone went down and we started selling, we had to sell 100 pence. I was like, this is just awful. But we had all our guys go down, and we just couldn't recover from it. And, you know, we tried to re-up in 13, and that was probably not a very good decision. We should have gone ahead and gone backwards. But, you know, there are other circumstances that were part of those decisions. I'm not going to get into. But, yeah, I mean, in 12 is when we knew, you know, we lost basically our most important players on the team. We lost Howard, Utley, and Halliday, and you just can't. You know, we could not survive, you know, those three losses.
Yeah, Rube, I'll say this, I would add Cliff Lee because it wasn't long after that. I think you lost four of the top 15 players in baseball from being four of the top 15 players in baseball to not. And, Seth, what I think you're asking about is more when you know that the prospects worked out somewhere else. That's a different one. Because, Ruben, the guys you traded, for the most part, really did not work out.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Carrasco took a long time. He took like 6 years to become a really good player.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And Darno's the only other one who had a
real career. The other guy was a good catcher, wasn't an all-star, but a good catcher. But I would redo all those trades. I would do every single one of them without hesitation.
Yeah, no, I'm glad to hear that. Seth, give me an answer, pal, that was a great question.
Yeah.
A closing to a movie.
So this one was really fun for me, and I go back to it every time I see it, man. It makes me feel good. And I'll give you the line before I give you the title. The line is, I believe it's Rene Russo. She goes, nobody's going to remember who won or lost years from now. They're going to remember your 12. You remember King Cup?
Oh, okay. I didn't remember that being the end, but okay. Big Rene Russo fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
That's worth
Wheelhouse.
As Wheelhouse
stunning.
As it gets.
Oh, she's stunning.
I know. God bless her.
I miss her. She kind of went away.
Yeah, she kind of disappeared.
Career and kind of disappeared.
She kind of disappeared. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Make sure you unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Squeeze 10 Rosenthal, start with DD, best in the game. He is the reason we didn't win the World Series the last 3 years. He's done nothing. He made one move for Duran. It's great. He's a great closer. Start with DD. These Rosenthal's just nauseating.
Well, listen, he is probably going to make the Hall of Fame. He has had a tremendous career.
He should, but it's been disappointing here.
It is, but we also got to say the Phillies did get – when you got him, it did feel like a Pat Gill kind of thing, and their success did go up. I mean, we can't ignore the fact they've made the playoffs 3 straight years, and that's something we were dying for.
I guess Dombrowski was hungry like the wolf, but he's still not done.
Wow, look at that.
Ah, right. Bringing it all back to the Duran thing.
I can't tell what's funnier, Joe DeCamera pretending he watches baseball or pretending he's an athlete in general. Pure comedy, either way.
What the hell's that
guy? Wow.
That was outrageous.
What is that?
That was outrageous.
Okay. All right. Fine. Think what you want to think, buddy. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
My official reaction to that last caller is, I am rubber, you are glue. Whatever you say to me bounces off me and sticks to you.
I thought you were going to go Stephanie
nice.
Tanner.
So it's healthy. How it's healthy, Joe.
What do you got? Oh, that's another good one.
We have our Philly's not involved, but we have our first official trade of the day. We do have a trade, and it is involving a team that we've been talking about. The Guardians have made a trade with the Blue Jays. Stephen Kwan not involved. The Toronto Blue Jays have traded for Guardian starter Shane Bieber, who is coming back from Tommy John surgery, has been pitching well in rehab starts. Gave up a their number five prospect, the Blue Jays, which is pretty surprising for Bieber. I didn't think he'd get that much. But the first official trade of the day, we are off and rolling.
All right, very good.
Not surprised, because Ross Atkins used to work for the Cleveland Guardians.
And Shapiro, Guardians, too, back in the day.
And Shapiro was also the GM. So they're very close with Chris Antonetti. Not surprised at all that the deal was done between them.
All right, Joe and Hugh coming up at the top of the hour. Now, we got to come up with a winning answer. Reminder, this is for Phillies tickets for Friday's game. In honor of Duran being the new closer for the Phillies, we're looking for the best closing ever in a movie. Big answers have been said today. Shawshank, that would be the scene on the beach. Rocky 1, that's when Rock loses, Adrian runs to the ring. They express love. Field of Dreams, catch, son and dad, and then it pans away to see the, I guess, the other people come into the field. Silence of the Lambs, going to have a friend over for dinner, Casablanca. It's a classic line, obviously.
Silence of the Lambs is pretty crazy.
I like that one. Seven was said. Godfather, the door closes on K. Planet of the Apes is a big answer.
But how about Philadelphia, Sixth Sense?
Sixth Sense. It's a no-brainer.
I think it's Planet of the Apes, personally.
Ooh, I'm saying Planet of the Apes or Sixth Sense. I'm saying Sixth Sense.
Wizard of Oz, No Place Like Home?
No.
Sixth Sense.
All right. Rhea, what's your vote?
Sixth Sense.
John, you're Sixth Sense.
Yes. Right, or Planet.
I'm Planet of the Apes.
Well, John, you got to make a decision. Which one are you?
Sixth Sense.
All right, that's two for Sixth Sense. Ben, what do you got?
Seven.
Okay.
Good answer.
I got a lot of numbers going on here. I didn't need a movie with a number. That's confusing me. Ruben, give me an answer.
Sixth
what do you got?
Sixth Sense.
Okay, that's three for that. Joe, what do you got?
It's Sixth Sense.
That's four. That's it.
That's it.
It should have been, of those said by the audience, it should have been Rocky 1. God darn it.
Rocky II.
Oh, my God.
No, of the ones said by the audience, Rocky I, but the real answer is Rocky II. Guys, the mystery is whether the hat fell off on purpose or not. You know, like, meaning, yes. Did the director put that into the script or not?
It's what everyone's thinking at the end
we'll
of the
We'll never know. It's the transformation of Adrian from shy little cat to a dog.
Well,
and I mean that in a
Rocky
good way.
III on the beach.
Oh,
the beach.
Wow. The cat to dog.
Yeah,
thing.
Cat to dog.
Carrying that through.
Which is ironic because she goes from a dog to a good looking gal. All right, everyone,
wow!
Have a great... Well, she, look at her in the beginning.
Wow! That's not nice.
She's like an old, she's like an old maid in the beginning.
Dog.
In the beginning. In the beginning of the movie, even Paulie thought she was a dog.
Natalia Shire.
Paulie's like, you can't even get a husband. Hey, go get a freaking husband is what Paulie said.
By the way, did you know that Russo is 71 years old?
God bless her.
Wow. 71. She looks fantastic.
Three words. Works for me. Everyone, have a great rest of the day. Hey, look, the broadcast continues with Joe and Hugh and a cast of characters in the hours ahead. It's trade deadline day. 8 more hours to go. Stick with us from McGurk's on 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.